This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Stealth mode is over for Normal's electric vehicle maker, Rivian. Rivian moved into the former Mitsubishi Motors plant last year, but didn't say much else. In the last 2 months, though, the EV startup has opened up the spigot of news about its first two vehicles. Rivian founder and CEO RJ Scaringe spoke to GLT's Ryan Denham this week after stepping off the stage at the Designing the Future Summit in Michigan. He spoke about Rivian's role in the future of mobility and also had a little show and tell.
More deeply, we got into a discussion around our vehicle platform and our skateboard architecture, and we showed some images of what that skateboard architecture looks like and showed some of the elegance of how we've laid out the packaging, and then we also showed a bit more detail around our battery system.
Why do you call it a skateboard architecture?
We're calling it a skateboard simply because it looks like a skateboard. So in the platform, it carries the battery in the middle, the drivetrain in the front and the rear, driving the front and rear axles, and all of your braking and suspension and cooling systems are all carried in this very thin layer that when there's no body on the vehicle, it actually looks a lot like a skateboard.
And our understanding is that your first two vehicles are going to be sharing up to 90% of their materials, including that skateboard. What are some of the upsides to that level of shared content between vehicles?
I think as we start to think about, from an operations point of view, minimizing the amount of complexity between different variants, it provides us obviously cost savings, but also from a customer point of view, it allows us at a given price point to embed the vehicle with very high levels of content and technology because the cost levels are so optimized around a single architecture.
Well, obviously you're speaking today in Michigan, and you were recently announced to be coming to Normal to speak at an EDC community leaders event here in the fall. We've seen a bunch of behind-the-scenes interviews that you've done recently, and you hosted some of our Bloomington Normal folks up in Michigan at a engineering facility.
We did, yeah.
So, you know, yeah. Why was now the time to make that shift in public relations and communications strategy? It seems pretty deliberate.
Yeah, it's a good question. As a strategy, we had been pursuing, you know, extreme stealth, if you will, and not hype stealth, where we were trying to be, you know, look like we were being quiet, but actually being very loud. Actually, just very quiet, where we said very little. We didn't have signs in front of our buildings. In fact, most of our buildings still don't have signs in front of them by design. But we're just starting the process now of emerging, where we'll start to tell a lot more of our story. And really, the reason for that wasn't to be secretive so much as it was we wanted to wait until we had really advanced from a development point of view to a significant degree, so that what we were talking about and what we would then shortly thereafter be showing demonstrated that this is very real. And, you know, there's a lot of noise in the system and there's a lot of loud discussions from lots of new entrants coming in. We didn't want to get caught in that noise. We want to let, in many ways, our actions speak rather than our words. So we held off talking for quite some time, and I think many people didn't understand why we were being so quiet. But we've recently just begun the process and starting to talk more publicly about what we're doing. And that's all leading up to our launch, where we're showing our first two products in November at the LA Auto Show.
Why did you choose that venue for your launch?
It's a nice venue in that it's close to a core market for us. So we have, you know, for us, the West Coast and specifically Southern California is a very important market. It's also just a very nice event, and there's a host of other events around that event that we thought fit what we were doing quite well.
And are you going to be showing off both vehicles or just the first one? What are your plans?
So we're going to show both our launch vehicle, which is a reimagined pickup, followed by our second vehicle, which is a seven-passenger SUV at the LA Auto Show.
And do these vehicles have names yet?
No, we haven't named them. They have internal code names that a few of the folks we've talked to have actually published, but those aren't actually the names of the vehicles. Those are just our internal code names.
Gotcha.
But we haven't released the actual names yet.
Yeah, the code names are the A1T, A1C that we've seen before?
Exactly. Yeah, that's our internal naming convention for platform and product code names.
Yeah, and so as you've been talking to all these, you know, tech journalists who've come to see you and wanted to hear more about Rivian, it seems like some of them have been kind of taken aback by different things. You know, like some of them seem very impressed by how fast the vehicles will be. Be it the 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds. Others are more enamored maybe by the possible alternative use in putting batteries in other types of machinery and vehicles that are beyond passenger vehicles. So what have you, in your conversations with these journalists that you've been speaking to, what has been some of the things that they've glommed onto?
Yeah, it's a good question. I when we think about a company, it's really an orchestra of different instruments that are playing that ultimately result in the music of the company, the music of the brand. And, you know, different pieces are different instruments. So, you know, our vehicles will be very fast accelerating. They'll be very capable off-road. They'll have lots of storage volume. The battery systems within the vehicles are very energy dense. They have applications both in those vehicles, but also beyond the vehicles as well, and other, and other applications, industrial, agricultural type applications, storage applications. So what's interesting is depending on the sort of background of the journalist, you know, and depending on what type of media it is, they may focus on or ask questions around more specific instruments within the portfolio of things we're doing.
Rivian founder and CEO RJ Scaringe talking with GLT's Ryan Denham after speaking at the Designing the Future Summit in Traverse City, Michigan. You're listening to Sound Ideas.